We continue our series on the journey of faith as we look into the lives of Abraham and Sarah and look at how they grew in faith and look at our own lives and how we can be challenged to grow in faith as well. This morning, we are in Genesis chapter 17 with the theme of something new. And I will just remind you that Abraham is now 99 years young. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abraham fell face down and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham, for I've made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you. I will be their God." Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come." God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you will no longer call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. King of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born of a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, this morning, as I said, we continue this journey with Abraham. First, I'd like to get started with something a little humorous. I heard about this police officer who was running radar on California Route 22, and he saw a car going incredibly slow, so slow that it was causing other vehicles to swerve. He was worried about accidents, so he checked his radar, and it was going 22 miles an hour. Well, the police officer pulled the car over, and he walked up to the car, and there was a little old lady behind the steering wheel, and she said, "Is there a problem, officer?" And he said, "Well, I checked, and you're going exactly 22 miles an hour." And she said, well, yes, what's the problem? "That's the speed limit, isn't it?" "Oh," he said, "no, that's the route sign, not the speed limit sign, ma'am." And so he looked in the back seat of the car, and there was three little old ladies back there. They looked rather upset and a little anxious, and he said, "Is everything okay back there?" One woman spoke up and said, "Yes, we'll be okay in just a few minutes. We just got off Route 119. You know, we love to make senior citizen jokes, don't we? And we poke fun at our lives, too, as we grow older and see some humor behind that. But as I look at this scripture verse this morning, I'm reminded that God does some amazing things among our seniors. And so you're never too old to do something new if God is involved in it. And so it was with Abraham. In fact, as I look around at history some, and even around our world today, I see some amazing things happening with some of our senior citizens. I'm reminded that Henry Ford was 45 when the first Model T rolled off the assembly line. I'm reminded that Harlan Sanders, later known as Colonel Sanders, was 62 when he opened the first Colonel Sanders KFC. I'm reminded that Ray Kroc was 61 when he purchased the first McDonald's. I am reminded that Sam Walton, who opened Walmart, opened the first one at 42. I'm also reminded that Julia Child, the famous chef, was 51 when she first got her TV show, became the first celebrity chef. And Harry Bernstein, who wrote The Invisible Wall at 96 years old, said, "The most productive years of my life were my 90s. And last of all, do you know who the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence was? Any history people out there? It was Benjamin Franklin. He was 70 years old. Now, Benjamin Franklin was a little reluctant at first to sign the Declaration of Independence because in his older years he had a certain reticence. He wasn't sure if all the good would come from this, but after a certain amount of thoughtfulness, he decided to put his support behind it, became the oldest person at 70 years old to sign the Declaration of Independence. Well, it isn't just back then. I'm reminded that Abraham was 99 in this passage this morning, and Sarah was 90. Now, if you think about it for a moment, as we've gone over this story, you'll recall that Abraham was 75 when God first came to him with the promise of a son that would become a nation, that would be a blessing to all people. And Sarah was about a decade behind him at 65. Now, a lot of years had passed there, and at one point we looked at last week how that Abraham and Sarah decided that they needed to take things into their own hand, and Sarah encouraged Abraham to take Hagar as a surrogate mother so that she might have a baby, and that was acceptable in that culture of the day. And so she had a baby, but it brought hurt and heartbreak to the family. And I'm reminded in our own lives that many times you and I decide to take a shortcut to God's promises. And when we do, many times hurt and heartbreak come our way. Well, so we are now in the place where Abraham is 99 years old. God comes to Abraham and says, you will indeed have a son. Sarah will be the mother of the son. And Abraham says, listen, I'm 99. Sarah's 90. And God said, you're still going to have a son. And Abraham did what? He fell face down on the ground and began to laugh at God. Now, sometimes God brings us promises that are so amazing, you and I might be tempted to laugh. But be aware that like Abraham, God oftentimes has the last laugh. So God tells Abraham that Sarah will indeed have a son with him, and that when he has that son, he's to name him Isaac, which means, by the way, laughter. So God did have the last laugh. But I think in this, we need to recall that you're never too old with God. Wherever you are in life, maybe there's been a moment in life, maybe even recently, where you thought of something new and you thought, I'm too old for that. Well, maybe God is whispering to you through Abraham and Sarah that you're never too old. You're never too old for a new job. You're never too old for a new relationship. You're never too old to start a new Bible study. You're never too old to start a new mission or ministry, whatever God might be tugging on your heart to do. God is the God where age is not a problem, so you're never too old. The next spiritual truth I learned from this is that the past is not a prison. One of the things that God whispers to Abraham that I think is very profound is that God tells Abraham that he's going to change his name from Abram, which means exalted father, to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. In other words, he's not just going to be a father, he's going to be a father of a multitude. And he's going to change Sarai's name from Sarai, which means princess, to Sarah, which means princess of a multitude. She's going to be a mother of many nations. And you know, many times in our own hearts and lives, we begin to think of the past as a prison, particularly as we get older and older. Maybe there's a failure we've had in the past. Maybe there's a job that we lost that we wanted, or a career that we didn't pursue. We begin to feel like the past is a prison. I think in this moment, Abraham is having some of those same misgivings, and God says, listen, we're going to do everything new. You're going to have a new name. Sarah's going to have a new name. And in that name is going to be the seed of the promise that I'm going to bring to pass. Now, that's not the only place in Scripture where God did something like this. Remember, God also changed the name of Jacob, which means deceiver or manipulator, to Israel, which means the prince that prevails with God. And I think of other instances in the Bible. We think of Peter, whose original name was Simon, which means sandy, sort of shifting soil, right? And Jesus said, you'll be called Peter, which means rock, the rock, you know, before Dwayne Johnson or Sylvester Stallone. I can think of other instances. Saul's name was changed to Paul after he saw a risen Lord. What in your life seems to be a prison that seems like you can't break out of that? Listen, with God, all things are possible. God in this moment reveals himself to Abraham with the name El Shaddai in the Hebrew. We translate it as God Almighty, but really has the significance of being like a mountain. So it's God that's the all-powerful, God who's majestic, whose powers are not kept in chains by the prison of the past. So what is it in your life that you feel like God can't break through? Realize that God can change your name. God can break apart the chains of the past. God can open new doors to do something new in your life in an amazing way. So you're never too old. The past is not a prison. And the final truth I see from Abraham and Sarah this morning's reading is that we need to be open to the new that God is doing. You know, we often say that God is still speaking. God is still working some new things. Well, Abraham at 99 was finding out that God is still doing some new things. You may have thought it was all done and all the glory days were in the past. Well, God says, I'm still doing work among you. I'm still doing great things. And so it would be with Abraham and Sarah. And I just love the fact that as God is doing something new and Abraham laughs at God, God says, laugh, but when you have that son, name him Isaac, which means laughter. And I rather like that God has a sense of humor. And maybe it's the case that God wanted Abraham and Sarah to wait till they were that old that they would know that it was only a miracle of God that could bring that to pass. And I think many times in our own lives, you know, we may be tempted to laugh at God that we can't do this, we didn't have the ability for that. But in that moment, we realize that God's power breathed new life into us. And so something new is happening in an amazing way. I like a book by Bob Buford. I don't know if you've ever read the book Halftime by Bob Buford. And he wrote it about retirement. And so he studied retirement as well as going through it himself. And he said, you know, the best way to look at retirement is like halftime. In fact, he found out that the happiest lives of people in retirement were the first year and then years 3 through 5. And the reason for that, he said, in the first year of retirement was, you know, you have this list of all the things that you want to do in retirement, and the first year you go through that list and you do all those things. And he said, and then all of a sudden you're a little bit lost. He said, in the second year, the important thing is that you find and discover that new thing that you're about to do with the rest of your life. He says, for many people, it's volunteering. It may be church or a community organization, and so you're finding that thing that reignites the spark in your life in that second year of retirement. And he said, when you find it in years 3 through 5 and you rediscover yourself and sort of reignite your energy, you find a new happiness, a new discovery of the contribution you're making. And so halftime, Abraham was about to discover that halftime could be when you're 99 and Sarah at the year 90. And in our own life, I think there's amazing things that God can do. What is it that God might be opening you to do? Something new, something undiscovered, something that you maybe previously in your life said you couldn't do it because of some circumstances or some obligation, that now, whatever stage your life in, that God can open a new door. Well, you're never too old, and frankly, you're never too young, because this promise was for those who were young as well. The past is not a prison, because God can break in and give you a new name, whatever you think your old name was, and your old habits, your old circumstances. God can break you out of that, and God can bring to you something new in a very special way. I love that scripture reading that Roger read just a minute ago, and I want to read it to you again because I think it's beautiful. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, the Apostle Paul tells us this. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Through Christ, whatever our failures of the past, God can wipe those away, forgive us, and give us a new slate, a new page in life, a new chapter to discover. And then I like what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 43, verse 19. He said this, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a new way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I want to close with this thought. Of course, baseball season is in full swing right now, but one of my favorite people in baseball is a person by the name of Branch Rickey. You've got to go back a ways, but he played professional football, and then he played professional baseball. But after he retired from playing, he eventually became a manager. He was a manager for the Brooklyn Dodgers back in the day when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn, manager for the St. Louis Cardinals, and then a manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He did some amazing things in his time. He was the first to really pioneer statistical analysis. Even to this day, he made the point that your on-base average is more important than your batting average when it really comes to looking at things. He's the person that came up with the batting helmet, the first person to have spring training camp as a regular part of baseball. A first person to use batting cages, did some amazing things. But one of the most amazing things that he ever did was he was the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers when they signed Jackie Robinson, and is largely credited with breaking the racial barrier in Major League Baseball. Well, when he was 82 years old, he was always a motivational speaker, had a very, very deep Christian faith. But when he was 82, he was in St. Louis for a sports banquet, made a motivational speech, and one of the sports writers came up to him and said, Mr. Rickey, given all your incredible accomplishments in baseball and in society, he said, what do you think is your greatest accomplishment? And he looked at the young man and said, son, it hasn't happened yet. What a great attitude at 82. You know, that's the kind of attitude that I think Abraham was learning from God, that God is still doing some new things, and that God isn't limited by our age. In fact, God sometimes uses our age to breathe new life into us if we lean into the promises of God and we lean into the strength of God. So today, think about those truths, that you're never too old, and frankly, you're never too young. God can always use us if we surrender our lives to Him. The past is not a prison. In fact, God delights in breaking the chains of the past and delivering a new future to us, and be open to the new things that God is doing. And whatever the new things might be, they might be so great that you are tempted to laugh. Just remember, like Abraham, God often has the last laugh, because Isaac's name means laughter. So be open to the laughter of God, and you will find God smiling with you. Would you join me in prayer? God, many times we feel that the failures of the past and the disappointments block our future from good things happening. But you are a God that delights in doing new things, even as we get older. So we discover these truths in Abraham and Sarah in a beautiful and wonderful way. In fact, we can almost hear the laughter echoing down through the years of life. Lord, help us to open our hearts and lives to your power. Help us to realize you can still do new things in our lives as individuals, as families, and as a family of faith. We just lean into your strength. We pray this in the name of Christ our Lord, and all God's people said, amen.